The encampment of people living underneath the Beeline Bridge over Grimes Lane is not the only one of its kind in town. It's just one of the more visible.
A lot of folks, you know, are camping in areas that are out of people's view, and because once they get into people's view, people start trying to make them move and or get them arrested or whatever.
That's Forrest Gilmore, executive director of Beacon. He says homelessness is a complex issue that is not new or unique to Bloomington.
Somewhere in the range of 10 to 20% of people experiencing homelessness experience what we call long-term homelessness or chronic homelessness. And most street homeless individuals are chronically homeless.
But the lack of affordable housing is only part of the issue. Gilmore says most people experiencing homelessness struggle with comorbidity or trimorbidity, a combination of a substance abuse disorder, mental illness, and physical disability. Gilmore says there is no way to look at what is happening under the bridge without also acknowledging the lack of resources available to those people.
Housing is almost always the main solution needed when dealing with homelessness. But often there are other things that go with that as well. You know, so it's housing, as we say, it's housing first, but not housing only.
Gilmore says evicting people from encampments on public property only makes the issue worse, especially when shelters are near capacity. The city was in that situation this past winter at Seminary Park. Several dozen people were sleeping in the park, and on at least two occasions, the city evicted the homeless encampments and encouraged the residents to go to a local shelter. Gilmore says there weren't enough beds for all the people to go to shelters, and he maintains that people then have a right to sleep on public land, according to a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling.
So right now there is law that certainly affirms the possibility that that's a right, but it hasn't been fully addressed here locally.
We reached out to the mayor's office and a city spokesperson declined an interview, saying it's not exactly clear who owns the property. However, the administration is actively looking into it. The camp falls into City Councilwoman Isabel Piedmont-Smith's district. She says the mayor's office is drafting a policy to address homeless encampments on city property.
And the mayor's administration needs to make clear and public what their process is, in what circumstances they would close an encampment, how much notice they would give to the people there and to the service providers who might be able to help those people.
She says asking someone to go to a shelter can be tricky. However, if the camp were asked to vacate the area, it would be different than December and January.
Unlike in the winter, when the shelters were pretty full, currently I think there are plenty of spaces available.
But even if there were enough beds in shelters, Forrest Gilmore says there is still no way to shelter our way out of homelessness. He says the best way to provide affordable housing for everyone is to increase rapid rehousing, permanent supportive housing, and public housing. Without them, the problem will never go away.
It's the average age of death on a chronic homeless person is 47 years old. So they die on the streets if we don't intervene for them. It's not this thing of you just make them suffer until they finally wake up to change their lives. They die.
Mayor Hamilton plans to ask City Council in the coming weeks to approve $1.2 million of American Rescue Plan Act funds to be dedicated to the housing insecurity working groups. For WFIU News, I'm Holden Napsher.